5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Sound effects. Okay, let's get this straightened out. It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting in my car. Let's open the door. Yes, I'm sitting in my car. Can you hear that crackling sound? That 80,000 volt crackling electricity sound? Well, those sounds are coming from the high tension power lines that are right above me, which should give you an indication of where we are. That's right, we're out at Tranquility Park today. I drove by Harrenhaven, but there was 5 cars in the parking lot, so I said, nope, don't need to go to Harrenhaven today. We'll just keep on driving and go to Tranquility Park. What are we doing outdoors? Well, it's not super hot, although now that I'm out of the car and the sun is blazing down on me directly, it is kind of hot. But it's less than 80 degrees. It's probably 80 degrees now, and I'm starting to feel it. We need to get into some shade. It's just about cool enough for me to be outside, and I could not resist the temptation at all. So we've come to Tranquility Park today to look for dudes. We got to find us some mutty marmots. We're looking for marmots today, and I thought this would probably be the best place, considering there's only 2 cars in this parking lot. And these are people just killing time on their lunch break. They're not walking around out here. Okay, so here's the deal. Now that I'm in the shade here, I want to look back into the creek to see if I can see any mutties. Do I want to go back on that path? No. Geez, now that I'm in the shade and in the little breeze, it's nice and cool. It's nice. This is awesome. And it's kind of dark under the trees here. Nice. All right, so let's look for marmots. We haven't been spending much time looking for marmots lately. I guess I could take this mask off. Okay, so I'm standing kind of on the edge of the little creek, looking to where I know there are some known marmot dens. And is that something, or is that just a stump? It's too small to be a marmot. And what's that smell anyway? Huh. It is a little breezy out here today, so you may be subjected to some wind noise, but let's face it, you'd rather have that wind noise than, you know, some guitar noodling. Some low skill guitar noodling. All right, well, I'm walking along the creek here, the little creek, and I'm going to be looking down in here a lot, looking for marmots. Once again, I woke up and I thought it rained, because the way the cars were driving down the street. Last night I thought it was raining, but I didn't actually check. Now I feel kind of stupid for not actually checking. But all this path is dry. There's no mud anywhere. So maybe it did not rain. Okay, here comes a lovely breeze. But now we gotta walk down here. Okay, so I'm leaving this area, and we're going to walk around to the other known marmot areas, including this first one that we're going to come to, which is where we found baby marmots earlier this spring. So how many did we see? Was there two or three? I think there was three, and we were wondering if there was four. See, there's no mud here on this path. I don't think it rained. But we got to come around this bend. We go through this little dip, and then we come up onto this hill, little tiny hill, where the big scary tree is. There's a big scary tree. And that's where the marmots live. They live under the scary tree. So we're going to pass through this area, and we're going to look down into this little valley. Because I've seen foxes running around in here. I don't see anything today. I'm also not seeing any signs of mushrooms or anything that would also lead me to believe that it rained. I do not think it rained. At least it didn't rain here. Maybe it rained at my house. I don't know. Okay, but now we got to cross this little footbridge. I'm going to start quieting down here because we're approaching the big scary tree. And there's a tree next to the big scary tree. Actually, there's a couple of little trees. And this is where we sometimes see marmots in the trees. Because it's true that marmots will climb trees. And they like to climb up there and look around and see what's going on in their little motty world. Alright, now if I remember correctly, that motty den was behind that log. Looking into trees, I'm not seeing any marmots. Looking around on the ground, the grass is still very tall. But there's little paths in here, there's little game trails in here where little animals have been running around. Most likely marmots. But I'm not seeing anything. Wait, what's that? Is that a stick just sticking up in the grass, or is that a marmot? That looks too small. I think that's just a stick. I think we can keep moving up. And we got to remember to check behind us, because behind us is also marmot territory. Because we're getting back close to the creek. Okay, I'm not seeing any marmots by the scary tree. I'm turning around, looking down into the creek and stuff. And there's a known marmot den over there on that point. And there's a known marmot den down in here. Oh, look, that tree broke. And another big limb has fallen into the creek. And that's good for mottis. Those are fun motti bridges. Those are fun motti hangout spots. Those are fun motti places to catch some sun. And I can't even see the hole. Oh no, the hole's right over there. I can see the hole, but I'm not seeing anybody hanging out in it. Okay, that's fine, I guess. Ugh, but I'm back in the sun. I do not want to stay in the sun very long. Okay, I don't see anybody in the creek or on the other side of the creek. Hey, why is that grass moving over there? Is that just the wind? Or is somebody over there? We're going to approach this potential marmot den. But first, I want to move up here to see if there's anybody hanging out on these logs. I don't see anything because there's a marmot den right over there. I want to get a better angle to approach. Where's my angle? This is my angle right here. Walking through the grass. We're very quietly, but not really, because this is pretty loud for a marmot. We're going to sneak up on this den. See if... Oops, I stepped on a stick. That's no good. Okay, where's my dudes? I do not see any dudes. I do not see any motti dudes. This is where they were, but they do not appear to be here. Oh, you know, there's grass and stuff pushed out of the way. There could still be somebody in this den, but I kind of doubt it. If this was a birthing den, then all of the mottis will have moved out after they get weaned. After the baby motts are weaned, everybody moves out, including the mom. She finds something better, a better place to hang out, a new motti den. I hear squirrels talking. What are they talking to? Probably each other. Checking logs. Huh. Okay. Where's our matis? I don't know. We're going to have to keep looking. Keep moving forward. And I'm in the sun, and I don't like it. Although, surprisingly enough, I'm not breaking out into welts. No cholinergic urticaria at this time. I made sure to get super hydrated before I left. And the breeze helps, but we're going to get into some shade here in a minute. Okay, ooh, that big tree also broke and fell over. The path is now diverging, and the path is now going away from the way it used to be. Oh, and I see little oyster mushrooms on that tree over there. Little oysters. Oh, I didn't bring a camera either, did I? No, of course not. Oh, well. Oh, there's a butterfly, one of the big yellow dudes. Yeah, there's a little burst of oyster mushrooms over there. Okay. So now we're back into the shade. And I'm on a part of the path that I've never been on before. A part of the path that got built because some trees fell down over there and they had to divert the path. There's a bicycle path that rolls through here, which is what we're on. Which reminds me, if they cut it through here, isn't there a marmot den, like, right over... Well, if it is over there, it's not in use because everything's grown up around her. There's lots of junky weeds and stuff around. Okay, cool. Well, this is a little interesting diversion of the path. Fun. Wait, is this the Mati Den? There's a Mati Den around here, but I can't remember where it is. It's old and it hasn't been used in a long time. It's around there somewhere. Alright, well, here we could go backwards on the old path and maybe try to look down in the creek. There's some dragonflies. It's so overgrown that we're not going to get anywhere. Okay. So we'll keep moving forward. Get back on the path here. I want to see some marmots. I want to see a mati today because he will be very chubby. This is the season of the chub mot. All these guys have been doing all summer is eating. Eat, 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 getting ready for winter. So they're going to be... Ooh, look at that. They're going to be chubby. I found another dead tree that's still standing. It's got a lot of oyster mushrooms on it. A lot. It's down in the creek. What kind of tree is that? Don't know. Those are old oysters, though. Oh, and there's a woodpecker. It's a flicker woodpecker, and he's pecking on the mushrooms, on the oyster mushrooms. Which makes sense, because there's a lot of bugs. A lot of those little bugs like to get on the mushrooms and eat them. And so the bird is obviously going to be eating the bugs that are on the mushroom. He's having a lovely lunch of mushroom-flavored bugs. Bugs with mushroom sauce. Or maybe it's just bugs with, or mushrooms with bug sauce. I do not know. I'm not a bird restaurateur. Well, that's a lie. Obviously, I run a restaurant for birds and raccoons and possums and any other animal that wants to walk up onto my back porch. Okay, so this is the part of the path that sort of veers away from the little creek. I'm going to get up on this little mound of dirt and look down in there, see if I can see anything. Because I want to find my matis. We haven't seen a mati on the Dubious Goals Committee for a while. For months, thanks to the COVID. I'm tired of it. I need to see some mots. And I need to find some fat ones today. Some big, chubby, chubby mutts. Chubby Chubinskys. Okay, so. Wow, well, obviously it didn't rain. Look at all this ivy that's wilted. If it would have rained, this would have been all perked up. Very clearly did not rain. Why does it sound like it's raining all the time at my house? I don't know. Am I hearing a bicycle behind me? Is that just a bug making clicky-click sounds? I don't know. Time to move, though. Alright, so looking down into the culvert. Yay, it looks culvert-y. This is the part of the force that they tore out. They tore out what? There's 10, 20, 30, 45, oh, about 50 meters of this little forest they tore out so they could build a road. They sunk a culvert into the little creek and they covered it all up, crossing the road. To my right, 50 meters away, is the Parks Department little office. Okay. Walking back into the forest here. Going to be real quiet right here because this is actually the last time we were out. I think we saw the marmots right here. The last two times we were here. So I'm looking into a hole. That hole looks empty, but on a nice sunny day like this, marmots are probably out sunning themselves, catching some rays. So, is the marmot hanging out on the back side of this hillock? Maybe. Another Mati zone is down there. I'm looking. I don't see anything, but there's so much foliage that my view is blocked. Okay. Let's just sneak up this little hill real quietly like. And we're going to look down the back of this because there's a Mati hole right there. But I don't see any Mats. Okay. That's cool too. My calf is starting to do a little bit of a thing. I haven't gotten any exercise in a while. That's the other thing, my legs were feeling pretty good today, so I thought to myself, hey, let's go out and walk around. Maybe it won't hurt. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty damn good, and I'm super happy about it. Oh, look at this. Here's a very clear Mati trail that goes up from the creek by that tree. Over this path that goes that way. What are they looking for up there? I don't know. We gotta find us some marmots. I'm back in the shade and the nice cool breeze is blowing in. And it feels nice. I could sit here all day. You know, if I had some tea or some juice. Oh, that reminds me. I have to tell you. I had another candy freakout, or at least this is an extension of the candy freakout that I've been having. We're up here at the S bend, at the S curve, so we're going to S around here while I tell you this story. So yesterday I decided I was going to go out and look for some more candy. I was going to go to a different store. I got smart. I thought, where can I get the most candy for the least money? And I thought, yeah, that one store. Just a little over a mile from my house. So I jumped in my car and I drove over there. And no, they don't have the candy I want. They don't have anything. What they've got is some large contract with M&M Mars. And they only sell their products in quantity. I did find some, I said a brand name again. I did find the brand I was looking for at the point of sale, but of course I don't have anything in bulk. So while I was looking through the bulk stuff, couldn't find anything worth a damn, just all the crap candy. And so, at the last second, I decided to grab a bag of butterscotch discs. Yes, random, generic. The lowest quality candy ever, butterscotch discs. But I like butterscotch. I like butter rum. I like all that stuff. And then when I was grabbing these, I saw this container of caramels. And they looked pretty good. And they were big. What was that? And so I found this, and they were... It was a little bit more than I wanted to pay. But it was more than a pound of candy for $4. These are big caramels. And I thought, what the hell? These do look kind of good. They're salted dark chocolate caramels, and they're giant. I'm walking over the little footbridge here that goes over this little ditch where we usually find the eyelash cups and stuff. So to make a long story short, I bought these caramels, and they're great. They're much better than I expected them to be. And of course, when I was standing at the cashier, I did find the little candy bar that I want, so I bought another one of those anyway, and it was half the price of the one I bought a few days ago. All right, I'm now standing in a known mushroom zone where we often find puffballs of brown cups and all kinds of things, but I'm not seeing anything in the way of mushrooms. When I was also at the store, I bought some more graham crackers and I bought some juice. And it took forever to get out of there. Okay, now I'm at a good spot where I can see down into the creek. And I'm looking for Matis in a known Mati zone, but I don't, where the hell are all the damn marmots? Where's all my Matis? Because now we're up here, we're approaching the pit of despair. Certainly we're going to see some damn marmots in the pit of despair today. I see Mati holes. I see holes in the creek wall where Matis have been digging. I've got dragonflies all around me. There's seven, eight, I can't even count them. They're darting around. What was that sound up there? Is there somebody sneaking around up here? Yeah, okay, other than being surrounded by dragonflies, I'm not seeing any Matis. I can now look down into the pit of despair. Sometimes we get Matis sitting on those logs, sunning themselves. See, that looks like loose dirt being dug out over there. Where the hell are my marmots? I gotta get out of the sun. Out of the sun, Tobe. Out of the sun. Okay, we're in the shade again. Now, isn't there a marmot den, like, over right there on that bank somewhere? I don't see it. Jeez, look at that tree. If that gets eroded out any further, that's going to fall this way. Okay, what's going on over there by that tree, I wonder? It looks to me like somebody's been digging. I'm seeing plenty of indications that Matis are around, but I'm just not finding the Mats. Where could the Mati be? No, I don't know. Oh, Bertie. So he looks down into the pit again. There's another hole over there, but I don't see any dudes. All right, let's walk up here further. Into the secret and sacred mushroom ground area. See if there's any mushrooms going on up here. I doubt it. It hasn't rained. But that doesn't mean we can't find anything. So let's see what we got. We got these logs, these beautiful logs that were sprouting puffballs for years, but I think they're probably ligninned out. And look at these. These logs had puffballs and oysters, and they're not even logs anymore. They're just decaying skeletons, decaying carcasses of wood. Oh, yeah, and here we go. Here we go. One of these old cottonwood trees that's fallen over. Wait, is this a cottonwood? No, this isn't a cottonwood. This is some kind of maple tree. This is like a sugar maple. Yeah, a lot of oysters, a lot of old oysters. There's some oysters on here that are a week or two old. And they're all sun-baked, and I can smell them. Yeah, this is a sight that I've seen around here before. This tree's got about 3 more years before it's doing nothing anymore. Okay, so I'm looking around in this log area. It's covered in plants, but we often find turkeys back here. And I'll tell you a little secret, kids. Oh, there's some more. There's some more oysters on that tree back there. This is also maitake area. If you like maitake mushrooms, this is the type of place where they're found. Okay, so, I hear a cicada above me. But as soon as I looked up, there he goes. Where is he? Yeah. Don't make too much noise. You're going to get eaten. It's daytime. All right, I'm back to this area where I can look down into the pit of despair. I do not see any marmots. I'm looking for tracks. There's some tracks of something. I can't really tell. The way the light is, everything's kind of weird right now. Looking around on the walls. Okay, this has turned out to be something of a disappointment for me. I wanted to see some matis. I wanted to leave my house for the first time in months and say hello to all my mati friends. But where are all my mati friends? Nobody knows. Obviously, they got called away to some kind of secret marmot convention. Nobody told me about it, and so I'm walking around in the woods talking to myself, and I can't find any matis. All I want is find me some matis. All right, well, we do have one more place we can check. There's an old marmot den up here around this bend under this tree. And let's see, we should be coming around. Yeah. Oh, wow. And everything's covered in ivy, so we can't see anything until we're right up on top of it, which means any marmots that are in there are going to be hiding from us. Then when they see us up close, they're going to jump into the mati hole. I'm looking into the tree to see if any of the marmots climbed up into the tree. What was that sound? Is there a mati in there? Well, I can't see Jack. And these holes, I'm up further. This is not a den that is in use. Huh. Oh, well. All right. Well, I guess I'll turn around and go home then. All right. Well, it happens sometimes. We can't always find the marmots in the allotted time. And the bad news is the time is running out. So let me just remind you that today's Monday, right? Be sure to stay tuned for Harry Larry's Mix Remix coming up right after the Dubious Goals Committee. I guess I just am gonna go home and make some lunch and complain about not finding him. I thought for sure we will find him out here today. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that looks for marmots on nice weather days. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Tobe. See you tomorrow, 1930. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.